Sugar Baby Murder. Sugar Baby student Mackenzie Lueck, 23, confirmed dead as cops charged Army vet with her murder. Oh, boy. Sugar Baby student has been found dead as police arrest a former U.S. Army IT specialist accused of killing her and burning her body. Human remains matching the DNA of Mackenzie Lueck was dug up in the backyard of suspect Aloya I.J., 31, cops in Utah said. University of Utah sorority sister, Mackenzie's last text message were sent to EJ before she went missing on June 17th, officials said. The suspect has been detained on charges of aggravated murder, aggravated kidnapping, desecration of a body, and obstruction of justice, police in Salt Lake City said. Police Chief Mike Brown said that EJ's neighbor smelled gasoline and saw him burning something on June 18th and June 19th. Charred remains. He continued, the search warrant resulted in the findings of a fresh dig area on his property, which is the same area that the arrested individual was reporting was reported burning something. A forensic excavation of the burn area was conducted, which resulted in the finding of several charred items that was consistent with personal items of Mackenzie Lueck. Other charred material was located, which has now forensically been determined to be female human tissue DNA evidence. A DNA profile of that human tissue was obtained during forensic testing by the Utah State Lab. That DNA profile was compared and is consistent with the DNA profile obtained through further forensic testing of personal items of Mackenzie Lueck. EJ, as well as another man, was seen outside an apartment complex around 9:30 a.m., walking toward the SWAT team with their hands over their heads. Local station KSL reported. It was unclear whether the other man is still in custody. Mackenzie Lueck boasted about having two sugar daddies before she vanished. Lueck was looking for men over 35 on Tinder. Sugar babies passed. Meanwhile, local contractor Brian Wolf told Fox News that AJ reached out to him in April to request a secret soundproof room in his basement. He said he slowly added on other requests, like building a secret door and adding hooks on the wall. Mackenzie boasted about having two sugar daddies just weeks before she vanished, it has been reported. The nursing student was reportedly looking for men over 35 online. According to Mail Online, she was a sugar baby searching for men over 35 online and boasted about having two unidentified sugar daddies on social media. In some posts on a Facebook group, Mackenzie gave advice on how she finds sugar daddies. As she also revealed, I have some experience on seeking arrangements online only, Tinder, and currently have two. On Tuesday, Salt Lake City police shared images of Mackenzie at the airport retrieving her luggage, which showed her with her hair in a bun, wearing a white hooded sweater, black pants, and sandals. And sandals. Oh boy, this is a sad thing, but to be honest with you, okay, women, there's no real shortcuts when it comes to work, and a lot of you will want to play strong and independent, and, you know, you could do things on your own. You know, real independence is, you get a job, 2-3 jobs, and you work your ass off. This isn't work, okay? This is easy shit to do, all right? And women need to just find real jobs. Being a sugar baby is not it. All right? You're cold. You're callous. No, I'm not callous. The fact of the matter is, you're doing prostitution. Okay? This isn't something that is safe. It's risky. And you're dealing with you know, men on Tinder, you know, you're picking dudes with low self-esteem. I'm not saying all men on Tinder have low self-esteem, but you want sugar daddies. And those are men, you know, who, I'm sorry, you know, paying you money for sex, you know, giving you things that they think in their mind that's that may be a relationship, and it's not. And you know this. Okay? You're dealing with people you don't know. All right? And you're taking a risk. And most of the time, these risks end up with a very bad ending. All right? And a lot of women will get mad and say, who are you to judge? Sorry. People judge every day. Get used to it. Oh, you hating. There's no hate. Why would I hate on this? This woman lost her life, and the only way they could identify her body is through tissue samples. Okay, tissue samples. A lot of women will play the odd, you know, the typical attacks, you know, especially if they're black women. Oh, you're who hurt you? Your mama black? You're ugly. That doesn't work. That's, come on. Come on now. And when I think about this, I kind of am kind of worried, because in New York City, they're trying to legalize sex work. That's right, they're trying to legalize sex work. The Democratic Party in New York City is trying to legalize sex work. They're trying to legalize prostitution. Okay? And guess what? Guess what's also part of the sex work trade? Transsexuals. So you think this, what just happened to Mackenzie Lewick, is not going to happen to them? You are sadly mistaken. Okay? This right here, should be an awakening for all the representatives, all the Democratic representatives of New York City, especially the Decrim New York organization, who wants to legalize sex work. Okay? Because all you're doing is making it open season on women like this. And women, real women, don't do sugar baby work, okay? Real women, you know, they work. They work real jobs. They're not prostitutes. Hate on me, call me whatever you want. I'm telling the truth. Because this is slut work. And then someone will be like, well, you know what? How come men could sleep around, you know, and they look like a stud? But women do it, they're sluts. You know why? Because it takes work to be a stud. It takes work to be a man of worth a damn to sleep with. A woman can sleep with 5 or 8 guys within 1 week. A man has to bust his ass to even get 4 or 5. You have to work. You have to be something worth of value. For a man, is basically, you basically have to have something about you. You have to work at it. You really, literally have to work. It's like sales. You have to work. So being a male gigolo, it's not always you'll get, you know, you'll get the, you know, you'll get clients. Being a bad boy player, that takes work. They may be scumbags in your eyes, but guess what, ladies? Those guys who put in the work to be that stud and that player, you're going to be sleeping with them because they put in the work. A woman who's a sugar baby. They're hoes. It's easy work. All you do is lay on your back. That's it. And also, any woman, even if they're ugly, could be a sugar baby. There really isn't no work required. So that's to answer your question. Sad to say, on Tinder, you have a lot of women doing this type of stuff. Seeing they, you know, they're on Tag, they're on Plenty of Fish. Women saying, I need a generous person. That's code speak for, I need a gigolo. Not a gigolo, I'm sorry. They need somebody who is going to pay for sex or pay for play. Okay. Basically, like that. Women think it's funny, but foolishly, they don't understand. Okay, this is Red Pill Man. Cheers.